Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Please go to verse 1, Romans chapter 12. It said that we should give our bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Look at the last phrase, which is your reasonable service. The word reasonable is talking about rational. God wants us to be rational about our service to Him. Not emotional about our service to Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if it is founded on emotions, it can be toppled. But if it is founded on something reasonable, something logical, something rational, the Bible says that it is a proper change and presentation of your body, is a proper living well for God. Hallelujah. That is the first feature of kingdom repentance. There is something logical about it. What you are doing is not an emotional service to God. There is something reasonable, logicos. In the Greek, there is a logic about the service. There is something rational, mental about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why for some of us, the word of God must be something, for all of us, we must long for, because you must always have a mental basis, a rational basis for the higher level of commitment you must make. The second feature of kingdom repentance, changing the way that Jesus wants us to change, is that kingdom change is towards God. Yes. You know, you always change from something to something. From a bad behavior to a good behavior. From a good behavior to a better behavior. But you see, if you don't take care, that will be your focus, that I am moving from this level to this other level. If you change and your focus is from maybe your old state to a new state, and your focus is on the new state, you are in religious repentance. It's not a change that is going to last. Your change or your repentance should always be towards God. In other words, God should be your focus. Acts chapter 20, verse 21. You repent towards God. When you repent towards God, you will repent properly towards whatever good thing you want to live your life by. So God must be your focus. Change your mind about God, in other words. Paul says, I'm testifying to the Jews and the Greeks. That is to every human being. Jews and Gentiles. Since all my life, what I am preaching is what Jesus Christ preached. Repentance towards God. So you have to change your mind about God. I said you need to change your mind about God. If you change your mind about God, you will change your mind about that sin. You will change your mind about that good behavior that you must go to a higher level. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
What you need to focus on for your repentance to be the kingdom type is to focus on changing your mind. Have a new mind about God. An old mind about God cannot support any change in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, God, the knowledge of God, the revelation of God, the revelation of Jesus is the foundation for any change that pleases God. There are many people in the world and even in the church who needs to have a new mind about God. Because the mind that they have about God is not right. It may be good. It may be acceptable. But it's not the perfect understanding you must have about God, where Jesus Christ came to show us from the heavenly kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you an example. There are many believers who think that God is demanding from them. When we mention God, their mind goes to somebody that you have to please. You have to struggle to please. Somebody who is like a hard task master, who is always making demands and demands and demands and demands. And whatever you do, he is not happy with it. You have to do it better. And he is not happy with it. You have to do it better. You know, you become fearful. I don't know about you, but if there is somebody who is always trying to say that what I've done is not enough and all that, you see, human as we are, we try to avoid them. Believers think that about God to this day. Do you know the foundation of such thoughts about God? They have read the Old Testament so much, and they understand it with the good and acceptable kind of understanding. Because in the Old Testament, I don't know about you, if you read the Old Testament, you find that God is like somebody who is holding a whip. And if you don't go in line, he will just hit you, pine. He will just open the earth and swallow you. Or he will just let some lions come and chew you because you did the wrong thing.
Now, so okay. So okay, then I come back now. I don't know who's the one you know when you're going to go for a while. I don't know what you're going to go for, but you're going to be a sassy now, minimum. Oh, I know you're going to win that job. Now, that's true. Now, me, are you serious? Well, come back then.
In the Old Testament, you see God is always, you shall, thou shall, thou shall, thou shall. And he doesn't even give you a reason. All that he says is that, I am the Lord, or says the Lord. You must do it because I am the Lord. You must bring your firstborn and I am the Lord. And everything, every time he's making demands on us, if you sin, you go and bring them. He is a demand God in the Old Testament.
We have reduced God to at best, we have reduced him to a transactional God. If you shall do this, he shall do that. If you don't do that, I can't do that. God has been reduced to a businessman, business partner. We are sharing the prophet 60-40. Because the equity you brought on the table is 40, I brought 60. We have reduced God to a God who is a businessman. But we need to change our minds about God. I am excited about the Lord Jesus. Because when he came around, he showed that God was not a demand-driven God. He is rather a supplying God. Ladies and gentlemen, the change of mind you need to have about God is one example I'm giving you. That God is not a demand God, he is a supply God. If we understand that, if unbelievers understand that, they will not run away from God. They will rather come to him even when they sin. He is a supplying God. And I'm excited about that. Because in the Old Testament, he demanded righteousness from sinful man. In the kingdom system of Jesus Christ, he supplies righteousness. His very righteousness, he supplies it simply to the sinful man. In the Old Testament, he demands sacrifices. In the kingdom system, he is rather giving his sacrifice. In the Old Testament, he is demanding that you live prosperously. In the kingdom system, he is supplying prosperity. In the Old Testament, he is making a demand on you about your family. In the kingdom system of Jesus Christ, he is supplying all that your family needs. In the Old Testament, you shall do, you shall do, you shall do. In the New Testament of the kingdom, he has done, he has done, he has done. And there is nothing you can do. Just accept what I have done in my son. That's all. I am not a demanding God. I am supplying to you.
The Bible said in Matthew chapter 11 that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence took it by force. That is in the old. You know, John the Baptist was the first person who started preaching the kingdom of God. Because he bought into the mind of God, and as a forerunner, he got a foretaste of the things Jesus will be preaching. But Jesus said, he is the least in the kingdom of heaven. Although of all men, human beings are brought forth to John the Baptist is the greatest, the Bible said, Jesus testifying of John, that he that is least, oh, hallelujah, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Are you excited about Jesus?
When you are I was asking you.
Because if you are in the kingdom of his dear son, by virtue of where you belong, the heavenly kingdom, you are greater. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. What show of love. What love God has loved us with. Last minute, 11th hour, workers in the vineyard, we are receiving so much by his goodness. He said, it's your eye evil because I am good.
Now I see, as I want to offer a mobile a true nuclear church of prayer, I'm also grabbing them for soccer. Now, you'll be sending me such a thing, and we'll be said.
That is the love of God. And then Jesus said that from the days of John the Baptist until now, please let's all say until now. Until now means that until the time that he, Jesus, is saying that thing, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven, you suffer for it. But things have changed. I said things have changed. I know some people quote it and they say that you have to take it by violence, by force. They forgot that Jesus said from John the Baptist till now. This time, the kingdom of heaven is different. Under the perfect one who came with the perfect will of God is different. When Jesus came around, he said in Luke chapter 12 verse 32, fear not, little flock. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Wow. God has good pleasure in giving in giving you the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Formerly we were suffering violence for it. Formerly we have to pray until we bite all our lips and our tongues, and we are sweating all over and we lose our voices. But now says that don't be afraid, little flock. God's happiness is to give you. It is his good pleasure. It's not just a pleasure, it's a good pleasure. In other words, you see, you know what God makes God happy? I'm teaching you something so that you have a change of mind about God. Because if you change your mind about God, you change your mind about many wrong things. He says that God's happiness is to give you. Even when you are not looking for him, he comes to a people who are not asking for him, and he says, here am I. Wow. We didn't ask for Jesus. He just comes and says, here am I. This is my son.
Hallelujah. Oh, but we have to pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. What a laugh. 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 Is it because we deserved it? It makes him happy to give it to you. I said it makes him happy to give it to you. If you think that God is stingy and you have to do a lot of things for God to give you something, you enter into deception and wrong thinking about God.
Now what do you say? When you put on the three more days, then when you be and you know what you know.
If you know his happiness is to give you the kingdom. Because of Jesus Christ and what he's done. Your mind is always on Jesus and what he has done. Your mind is always on Jesus and on the cross, which is a solid foundation for us. So you are full of praises in your heart. And you are always focused and thinking about Jesus. He becomes the lover of your soul. Because it is a father's pleasure. Not that you take by force, but that you are giving. God is happy to give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the next feature of kingdom repentance I want to show you is kingdom repentance, the change that Jesus Christ brought. It is gotten when you see the love of God. Not when you see the justice of God. When you see the justice of God, you are putting yourself somewhere in the Old Testament. And you are living under your privileges as a child of God. But God wants us to see his love. He wants us to preach to unbelievers his love. He wants the church to know the height and the depth and the width and the whatever the dimensions of his love, that we will be filled with the fullness of God, church people.
And now, sorry, ma, now who pointed to send their tray by a conquer funny or person?
Kingdom repentance is brought about by the love.
Now, when you put on here, just a plan and I'm not so never
by the grace, by the mercies of God. Anytime you want people to have kingdom repentance, change the way Jesus Christ wants us to change. You must present Jesus the way he should be presented, as the love of God. That is why he told Nicodemus, for God so loved the world. Get your mind on the love of God. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, also Jesus said in Matthew 4:17, from that time Jesus began preaching and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say repent because hell is real. If he had said that, he wouldn't have been wrong. It would have been the good will of God. If he had said that, repent because you will die or something like that, it wouldn't have been wrong. If even you do it right now, you will not be wrong. But it is not the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is that we see his love. Now the perfect one, Jesus, came to demonstrate to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Can you imagine sinners? For a minute, lift up your head and look at me. Can you imagine a sinner who needs repentance? You come to him and you tell him that the kingdom, the good things of God, are for you. Because we know that as for the sinner, people who need repentance, or believers who are living a low life, who needs to go to a higher level in their attitudes and in their lives and all that, we think that what they need is something that is very peppery, something that will put something fire under them. So you threaten the believer.
Would you throw some of the dinner?
Hey, if you don't do this, curse is coming.
So why never die, you shall die.
Or maybe somebody, your child will, maybe something will happen to your family. Some bad things will be occurring and things like that.
Actually, so when they
if you say that to believers, you are walking in the good will of God. You are walking in the acceptable will of God. But the perfect will of God is to tell the sinner, you were a sinner, but God's kingdom has come near to you. Not you are close to hell, but you are close to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Suddenly the sinner sees the love of God. Suddenly the believer sees the love of God. Because God wants our change to be based upon his love. That is why the apostle said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, not by the justice of God. I live a holy life by the justice of God. Or maybe present your body as a living sacrifice. In other words, live a holy life lest a car will knock you or your child. He says, by the mercies of God, or by the love of God. The Greek word that is translated by is the word dia, D-I-A.
What Greek? No, no.
It means a channel of an action. By is telling you how you can live a holy life, how you will not be conformed to the world, how you will be transformed, or you will have a change.
Now,
By the love of God. By the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any other change that comes when you do not have a revelation of the mercies and the grace and the love of God is a religious change. Because you can change based upon fear. But anything that is born out of fear can be overcome by the devil. In other words, if you change because of fear of something, fear that I will have an accident, fear that a curse will come to me, fear, whether it's God who pronounced that fear or not, so to speak, you know, I'll explain.
Fear.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a time that God told Adam and Eve, Adam really, that if you eat this fruit, you will die.
And maybe our heart, Nyanko Pankacha Adam says, who did you have a way?
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.